Good evening. It's good to be with you this evening, and good to be able to always bring the message. You know, we take a lot of things for granted. We take a lot of our blessings for granted, and I kind of want to discuss that tonight about overcoming ingratitude. Overcoming ingratitude. You know, every day should be a day of Thanksgiving, and you know we have one day that's set aside for Thanksgiving. That's Thanksgiving. But we should be thankful each and every day, especially as Christians. We have a lot to be thankful for. First thing tonight, you know, we are taught to be grateful. In Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7, rooted up and built in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Also, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. So we are taught to be grateful, to be thankful. Second thing, we are taught by example to be thankful. And I'm going to mention just a few biblical examples here. Jesus was thankful. And Mark chapter 8 and verse 6. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd. Also in John chapter 11 and verse 41. So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me." Another character would be David. David was thankful. In Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. A psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. And then another character I want to mention is Paul. Paul was thankful. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So, and we know that many others were thankful. We just don't have a lot of time to, and you can look at the Bible for those characters. But they were all thankful in their hearts. And we need an attitude of gratitude. Like I said, we need to have. The first thing this evening, I want us to talk about, remember to never forget. Remember to never forget. In Psalm 103 and verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You know, we tend to forget what God has done for us. We tend to forget that. Because we're forgetful people. We are forgetful people. You know, only 1 out of 10 cleansed lepers remembered to not forget. In Luke chapter 17, verse 15 and 16. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. Verse 16, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And now he was a Samaritan. You know, thank you is not used as much as it should be. And giving thanks is not done as much as it should be. It's nice to hear that phrase every now and then, but we only do things, you know, because we do things out of kindness and love, and not to be praised. But God gets the glory. God gets the glory. Art King had a radio program, and the radio program was at the center of the earth, or at the center of the air. Job center of the air. He helped people, over 2,500 people, get jobs, but only 10 remembered to thank him. Only 10 remembered to thank him. That's not a very good ratio. Second thing this evening, do not major in your troubles. Do not major in your troubles. We need to count our blessings, and not your bruises. Count our blessings and not our bruises. You know, the bad things normally take precedence over our blessings, and sometimes we overlook our blessings and tend to look at the bad things that are happening. We can get down in the dumps and not look for something positive. You know, negativity is all around us, but we don't have to stay in that state of mind. We can pick ourselves up and move on. And we get to choose where we go with that. But some of our wounds, they go back years ago, and sometimes we just don't get past those feelings. Sometimes we harbor ill feelings for years, and we shouldn't. You know, we have tragedies that may have happened in our lives, and we never move past them. But life can get difficult. It can get difficult and even hard sometimes, but we must look to the Lord for help in our times of need. And we should be thankful that we have him to look to. We should be grateful for our troubles. We should be grateful for our troubles. How can a Christian come to be thankful for his troubles? Well, he must firmly believe in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans 8 and verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. We may not be able to see what lies ahead, but we must trust that God will help see us through. He will be with us wherever we go. We need to count the blessings you do have. Count the blessings you do have, and not what you don't have. Having food and a roof over your head, you know, all those things, those are blessings. It's a blessing that we have that. Are we really thankful that we have those things, or do we take those things for granted? We should be thankful, because some they don't have that. They don't have that. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 8. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 8. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Hebrews 13 and verse 5. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And we sing that song, count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. You know, it might help us if we put it on paper daily on our blessings to see what God has done. We might be surprised and forget to thank God for those things that we are blessed with. Number one, why should we try and count our spiritual blessings? We should try and count our spiritual blessings. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, Ephesians 1 and verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You know, and those spiritual, some of those spiritual blessings, God's Son, Jesus gave his life for us. He gave his life for us, and we can be That's a spiritual blessing. Our church family, that's also a spiritual blessing. The Bible, our hope in heaven, and our conversion, our baptism. Those are things that we can be thankful for our blessings there. And our second thing, try and count our physical blessings. We need to try to count our physical blessings. our families, that we have health, we have our health and food, shelter, clothing, those things. We see that our blessings, they're innumerable. You know, it's hard to keep up with all of our blessings, but we do have a lot to be thankful for. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, where people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. In verse 5, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people. You know, these are some harsh things, but very true. In this, and the verse said there, in verse 4, I believe, or verse 2 said that it was they were ungrateful. Ungrateful. Sometimes we need to take a look at ourselves before we play the poor, pitiful me. You know, and when we take a step back and look at ourselves and think, man, I've got it really bad. But in all actuality, things probably aren't that bad. They aren't as bad as what they seem. Could be a whole lot worse. Many times, like I said, we just get caught up in the moment and we forget that we are blessed. Well, this evening, I want us to look at a couple of things here. We need to express our gratitude. We need to express our gratitude. And how do we do that? Well, we do it verbally. We do it verbally. We are instructed to give thanks. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You know, it didn't say give thanks if you want to. It didn't say that. It said give thanks in all circumstances. We are told to do that. People need to hear that phrase, thank you, so that they can go and do likewise. You know, if we don't say thank you, then we may come across ungrateful. We don't want to send that message. We need to be a grateful people. In Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble. You know, there was a preacher who was weary and burdened with cares of the day. His little girl came to his study, sat on his lap, and said, I just came to tell you I love you. I just came to tell you I love you. Well, it warmed his heart so much that his weariness was soon forgotten. So we let some of the little things burden us, but we need to focus and try to be thankful. And we need to express our gratitude by our lives. By how we live. You know, David asked a question in Psalm 116 and verse 12. 116 and verse 12. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? Well, we can render our love. We can render our time, our money, and we can render our lives to God. The last thing I want to mention this evening is we need to realize you are a recipient. Realize that you're a recipient of the blessings. All we have we have received from God. In James chapter 1, verse 17. James 1 and verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Paul understood this concept. Paul understood this concept. Romans chapter 1 and verse 5. Romans 1 and verse 5. Through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations. And the last thing I want to mention this evening is we need never let us forget the giver in the gift. And that's God. God is the giver. If you bring, you know, if you bring candy to for a child every day, and one day they forget to bring it, well, that child's going to be he's going to be upset. But why? Well, because they're more focused on the gift. They're more focused on the gift and not the giver. But I wonder sometimes, you know, is it possible for us to have that same attitude toward God? You know, can we forget God in that sense? You know, let us never separate God from his gifts. I want to close. George Herbert prayed, "Our Father, thou hast given us so much. Do please give us one more thing, a grateful heart." And we need a grateful heart. We need to always give thanks. Let's give thanks to God the Father for all of our blessings. And the lesson is yours tonight. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a child of God and you've stepped away from him and you want to get right, well, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it made known as we sing the invitation.